It is 5 o'clock, and I'm going to call the Hue Committee meeting to get to order. At that, I'm going to ask Ms. Barnett if she will give us the invocation, please.
Father, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for reminding us what the sunshine looks like, and just be with us here as we conduct your business tonight, Father, and give us traveling mercies home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
No. It's again tomorrow.
Roll call, please.
Shirley Nade. Dodie Barnett.
Here.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Lucia Tiger.
Present.
Sherry, you got 4 present and 1 absent.
4 present and 1 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be valid. In order of business, first is TR 15-088, excuse me, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing improvements to real property for the operation and administration of the nation's Department of Health. Sponsors, Mr. Jennings. Motion by Mr. Jennings for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger.
Ms. Gordy, would you like to?
Yes. Thank you, members of the committee. We are asking that our nation's tribal construction can be the construction manager for our project. The Alexander Building is being renovated, and that's where the administrative offices for Department of Health will be located.
Thank you. Any
questions?
Questions?
No? Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucia Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-090, a tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a strategic technical assistance response team START program non-disclosure agreement between the nation and the Alliance for Sustainable Energy, LLC, for renewable energy project development assistance. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion, please.
Basically, what this is going to allow us to do is to apply to the Indian Energy Department of Washington. They have funding available for some shovel-ready projects, and ours is a shovel-ready project. And our preliminary talks with our people out of Washington, it's we could leverage close to $1 million for to pay for our SIP panels. For the construction of our building, geothermal units, low E windows, and there was another benefit from that. There's the geothermal, the windows, the SIP panels, LED lighting. We feel that, you know, it's in our culture to only take what we need, and we want to be able to give back, you know, not only to Mother Nature, but you know, the tribe as a whole, because in our planning, we've found out that the tribe spends close to $50 million a year just on electricity. And if we think that if we can build this building right from the ground up, that we won't be able to absorb those costs, and those costs won't be passed down on our budget every year. So we believe we can get close to $1 million to complete these projects. So that's why we're asking for support of this application.
Okay. That's good. Any questions? Sounds very good. Do you have a question? No. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucia Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next, it's NCA 15-115, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek college student. Sponsors, Representative Coachman. What's the wish of this committee?
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion? Mr. Kupke?
Yeah, this is Sally Kim. She's a senior in East Central. She can't make it today because she's working. And she's been trying to raise some money, but she did for an internship in Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska. She's majoring in environmental health. And she's been up there last year to do this. And it's with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is where she's going to intern at. And it costs $3,000, her total cost up there, but she's got most of it. All she needs is just a small amount to finish up. And she's, like I said, it's an internship, and she's real close to getting her degree. And I think this is a good opportunity for a Creek Citizen college student.
Any questions, Mrs. Coachman?
Just have one.
Ms. Barnett?
Did the request come in after the deadline for our last meeting?
Yeah, it did. Okay. She sent it like a day before.
Right.
And we was trying to get this. There was some communications. She scanned it and stuff, and some of her forms didn't come through.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to do it, and that she wasn't a, I appreciate y'all putting her on the agenda, otherwise I don't think it would have made it for next, you know, for June.
Oh, she's leaving Friday?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I question Mr. Coachman about that too, because according to the legislation, if it passes, her money would be sent to her home in Payton, but she's got to have the money when she gets there.
On the 27th. By the 27th.
Mr. Coachman?
Yes.
Mr. Coachman? What kind of money is she making? That's what I'm trying to find.
What kind of money?
Yes, because she said this is a paid internship.
I think we have helped her last year. I think it was last year when we helped her also.
Yeah, it helped her with the cost of her income last year.
One more question, Mr. Dennis.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a question in the accountability. It also holds the conference accountable for her funds. Why is that?
Do what now?
In line 8, section 5, accountability. It lists both of them as being accountable for his monies. I don't think she's there for the conference to be.
Well, I think I'm not for sure about that. Check can be made out to the AAU Conference Services. So that's who the check is going to.
It's going to be mailed to her.
Not her.
conference and asking for the money. She is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's where she's got to pay it to. I don't, you know.
We'll find out. Thank you.
Any more questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm looking at the calendar because I don't know. I mean, if it passed Saturday, I mean, that only gives it 5, 6, 7, 8 business days for them to send her the check, and then I guess somebody's going to put it in the bank for her so she can pay for her stuff?
I don't know. She might just be dangling with somebody up there until this. I don't know her lodging or her situation.
Yeah.
All I know is that she's going to get housing if this passes. If she don't, she ain't going to get housing. You know, that's how she's going to do that. I have no idea.
How much did we help her with last year?
Last year, I think I gave her like, she was sitting there. I don't know how much we gave her last year. It's not listed.
No. Okay. And how old is she?
She's a senior at East Central.
So she's probably like 22 years. She's the same age as my son. Okay.
Are there any more questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We'll be sent to BF&J for
Full council.
Full council. That's all of our order of business. Is there any other business? Any announcements? Motion for adjournment. Motion by Mr. Jennings for adjournment. Second.
Second
by Mr. Tiger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We're adjourned. And I'm going to ask Mr. Coachman if he would give us a benediction, please.
Dear Heavenly Lord, thank you for the day you have given us.